Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's Shiur is Shavuos Daf Yud Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's Shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. At the end of our previous Shiur, we saw Rova offer an explanation to a comment that was made that one who is Poresh min Hanida b'kishui is Chayef Shtayim. The Gemara pointed out one was Aknisa and one was Aprisha. As far as the details, that was the subject of our previous Shiur. At this point in the Gemara, Rava mentions that both of those points, we'll say violations, the Knisa Somuch Levesta and the Prisha Bakoshi, when she declares Tamea Anochi, Rava here says they are both found in Tanaic sources. The Gemara that we will be beginning with is found toward the upper part of Daf Yud Ches. You'll notice a house geometric form where Rava says Trevayu Tanini. Before we read the Gemara itself, let's glance at the side, the outside margin, where we have a Mivneh heading, a structural note, where you see a house form featured, and there's written together with that Ma'akav. The house form will be altering positions, tip facing up and then flipped over with the tip facing down to indicate a give and take in the Gemara. And the Ma'akav means we're going to try to keep track of this discussion using these symbols in their respective directions. So when the point is facing up, that's Rava. It represents Rava and what he says, that Travayu Tanina, both of these points, the Knisa Samuch Levesta and Prisha Bakoshi, are Osir, and they are featured in Tanaic sources. And then we'll notice the house form flipping over, the Lo Kerava. Let us begin the Gemara. Omar Rava. We also have a long marker to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara. You'll notice Rava's name is written in with a vertical dashed line indicating the length of Rava's comment. This will end off with Rav Ado Bar Matona responding. Omar Rava, Utravayum Taninu. Both points that we had emphasized in the previous discussion are taught in Tanaic sources. Aleph, Knisa Tanina, the prohibition of being with one's spouse, Somuch Levesta, very close to the time that she's expected to see, to experience her female cycle. That is, we say, Tanina, taught in a Tanaic source. Prisha Tanina, and the need to be careful not to be Poresh immediately in the event that she declares that she is Tamea in the middle of the intimacy. One should not depart or separate immediately. That's also featured in a Tanaic source. Prisha Tanina, Dikotoni, Hoya Meshamesh im Hatahora Viomrolo Litmesi. Person was experiencing intimacy with an allowed woman, with his wife, when she is Tahora, and then she says, I am experiencing Nido right now, right in the middle of the act of intimacy. Upiresh Miad, and the husband separates immediately. Chayav, he is considered in violation. Knisa Tanina, entrance to the act of intimacy, is also taught in a when Somuch Levesta. The timing, of course, is the issue here. This is also taught. Da Nimtza Al Shiloi. This is a very much abbreviated quote, the details of which are found in Maseches Nida. But it says here that if dam is found on al-shalo, this is a reference to a, we'll call it a checking cloth or a cleansing cloth that one uses during an act of intimacy, if he finds blood on his checking cloth, that indicates that he had picked up the blood, so to speak, from her. And this is, since he found it on his cloth, it indicates that he was having relations with one who is in effect a nida. And of course he didn't realize it at the outset. Tameim, both of them, the man and the woman, are Tameim. She is of course a nida, and he is called a boyel nida, and that carries with it a level of tuma that is a subject unto itself. But for our purposes, he is tomei as well, v'chayovin bekorbon. And in the event that this took place unwittingly, so they are chayav to bring a sacrifice. My love, what are the circumstances? B'somuch levesto v'aknisa. Is it not that we're talking here about a case of his having entered the act of intimacy very close to her expected cycle? The aknisa means, and that which was referred to in this source, v'chayov mekorban, is his having violated having relations with her somuch levesta. And since he violated that, he is since his entrance was somuch levesta, and she in fact turned out to be a nida, he is chayev a korban. So we see from these last few lines that both points of knisa somuch levesta and prisha bekoishi are both chayev a korban. Omale Rav Ado bar Matana l'Rova. Before we go further, let's glance at the side. We have a nosei, a topic heading, Machlokes Rava v'Rav Ado bar Matana, Eich lahasbir hachiyuv b'mokor. We're going to see a controversy between Rava and Rav Ado as to how to explain the source that said nimso al shaloi tamein v'chayovim b'korban. That was that second source that we saw quoted just now. According to Rava, we saw his explanation that that's a reference to having relations, somuch levesta, very close to her expected time of nida sighting. Rav Ado bar Matana says to Rava, Omar le Rav Ado bar Matana le Rava, le'olam e moloch, with regard to the source of nimsa ashalo, I will tell you b'shaloi somuch levesta, v'aprisha, that it's talking about intimacy that was not in anticipation of her experiencing a cycle. It was not near the time she would expect. And as far as the violation is concerned, the violation and the chiyuv korban, the chiyuv to bring a sacrifice, is because of his departure, the prisha, his separation from her. The chitema prisha lomali. And if you say, what do I need this source to instruct me or to inform me about the prohibition of immediate separation? Ha tonale. That's already taught in our Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos. So you'll ask, then there would be a redundancy. I will tell you back, no, ha itzarich lashminen. I need the source of nimsa shalo is in fact a case of lo somuch levesta, and it's not a redundancy. The reason it's taught is simply because of the fact that some other information accompanies that source, as is featured here in the following framed section. Nimtza al shelo tamein besafek uptur min hakorban. If the woman finds on her checking cloth after the intimacy, she finds blood on it, then the couple are said to be tamei, but besafek. It could be that the dam that she's discovering on this cloth is coming from her after they completed the intimacy. In other words, during the intimacy, the dam, the blood, was not present. And therefore, there would be no chiyuv korban. The idi deboi misna nimsa shala, and since it was necessary to teach this particular case of nimsa shala that was found on her checking cloth and the exemption from bringing a korban, Tono nami nimsa shalo, for like so as to complete the picture, the source also taught the case of found on his checking cloth, namely the earlier quote. But for our purposes, that whole source is dealing with loy somoch levesta, as Rav Ada wants to maintain, and there is no question of and there's no question of redundancy. In other words, even though it's talking about a case of lo somoch levesta, and the problem being prisha miad, immediate separation, as far as that point of concern of redundancy, that's not an issue. Omale Ravino, the Rav Ado. Ravino will accept a position similar to that of Rava, and hence we see that the geometric form has the point facing up. So he says to Rav Ado, "Mi motzis leukmo lehahi b'shaloi samuch levesta v'aprisha." How can you set up that case that was entitled Nimtza al Shalo, that the blood was found on his checking cloth, and say that the whole violation there is because of the prisha? V'ha nimtza katoni. The word nimtza appears in that case. The nimtza lebosar hachi mashma. The word nimtza implies something that was found afterwards. It was only after the wiping, after the intimacy, did a problem arise. The e aprisha, if the source is talking about a problem concerning the departure, the separation, then meikora ki porish le, meikora havyo le yadia. The problem was during the separation, and the awareness of a problem was already known at the time of the actual intimacy, and not as implied by the word nimtza, that only afterwards a problem arises, or the discovery of a problem arises only afterwards. Therefore, Ravino is taking the position that the source of Nimtza al Shelo is not referring to the case of, not referring to the problem of Prisha, but rather, as we explained before, something discovered later on, and then casting light on the original problem of Knisa Samuch Levesta. Amale Rava. Notice the form has not flipped around, but that's because Rava right now is following in the footsteps of Ravina. Rava turns to Rav Ada. Amale Rava. Rava turns to Rav Ada and says, "Tsayis mai dekama raboch." Heed, listen to what your instructor, what your teacher tells you. Ravina being Rav Ada's instructor. And Ravino established that you cannot set up the source of Nimtza al Shelo like Rav Ada tried to do. In other words, you can't set it up as a source dealing with Prisha, the immediate separation. And as Ravino explained, because the Loshon, the language of Nimtza al Shelo, indicates something that was discovered as a problem, the discovery of the problem was something that took place later. And had it been like Rav Ado tried to say, that the source is referring to separation, the immediate separation, there the problem was known already while they were still in the intimacy, and he separated from her, and not something that is discovered only later on. So Rashi has a girsi, adds here, Omarle, Rav Ada says back, he responds, Hechi motzis, Hechi, or there's another girsa, otzis. You just told me, tzaisa, listen to what my Rav says. He says, Hechi otzis, how can I heed what he said? The Sanyo Allah, regarding that source of Nimtza al Shelo, it says, Zuhi mitzvah ase shebenida shechayovin oleha. This is an example of a mitzvah ase, a positive command, that if the Sanhedrin were to make a mistake in a legal ruling concerning this topic, they would be chayav a par helam lover shel tzibur. The im isa, if it were so, like you want to claim that the source is dealing with Knisa and Samuch Levesta, that namely, that there's a prohibition of having intimacy close to the time of the expected female cycle, then mitzvas loisasehi, then it would have been describing a negative command. In other words, not to have relations samach levesto. Therefore, I want to say, says Rav Ado, that the source of nimso al sheloi is referring to the positive command. And that is a characteristic of the din of Prisha, that he shall positively, you have to wait before separating from her. Omar Lei, so Rava responds, E Tanisa Chaser V'Tani, which is more commonly found in other Gemaras in the form of Chisurei Mechaser V'Hachi K'Tani. Rava is saying that the source is really taught a bit briefly, and there are missing expressions that really help to complete the source and its understanding. And thus, and read it thusly, and we have a frame around this rereading, so to speak, of the source of Nimso al Shaloi. Zuhi mitzvas loi sase shebenida, namely knisa samuch levesta. Shechayovin oleha. In other words, the source that spoke about nimso al shelo, and then together with that, you saw the expression. The Mishnah says zuhi mitzvas ase. Really, you should read it as zuhi mitzvas lois ase shebenida shechayovin oleha, as opposed to zuhi mitzvas ase. It's really a mitzvas lois ase. Do not be in intimacy with one's wife samuch levesta. The Mishnah would go on to say, Hoya Mishamesh Ima Tahira, Fi Omra Lo Nitmesi. If he was having relations with a Tahora woman and she declares in the middle that she is feeling Tuma, she's feeling the Nidah setting in, Upiresh Miyad Chayav, and if he separates himself immediately without waiting, he is guilty of a korban, and Zuhi Mitzvas Asay Shebenida. This is the Mitzvas Asay of Nidah. The need to wait. You shall wait to separate. The Rach makes reference to the mitzvah aseh on the third wide line under the Gemara. We have it noted with an asterisk, Pirush aseh, Kidechiskiya. The aseh is as Chiskiya teaches later on Omid Beis, the Omar Vatihi Nidosa Olov. Nidosa tehe olav, that her nidos shall be upon him. Omar mar piresh miyad chayav. We said above that if in the midst of intimacy she declares that she's tamea, the husband is expected to wait before departing, and if he departs immediately, chayav hechi ovit. So what should he do? Omar Rav Huna Meshmei de Rav Noyetz Eser Tziporno Vekarka Ad She Yomus V'Tovei. He should take hold of himself and literally wedge his 10 fingernails into the ground until the Aver experiences relaxation and is no longer Bekoishi, and this is good for him. Before we go further in the Gemara, we have a geometric form, a diamond, and we have an explanation on the outside margin, Nosei Mivneh, the topic heading and structural note. The diamond is featured, Machlikis Rav Abaye, Betam Haptur Shel Apuresh Minanida, the Sugyosenu. Lafi Rava, Haptur Kan, Meshakef Klau, the Ptur here, reflects on a principle, the Meshamesh Be'ever Meis Barayis Potter. Lufi Abaye Haptur Kan Mishum De Onushu Aval HaMeshamesh Be'ever Meis Barayis Chayav. Turning back to the Gemara, we also have a long marker, a length marker, to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text. You'll notice we've written in Rava's name and there's a diamond around it, with a vertical dashed line indicating the length of this particular statement. Omar Rava, Zois Oimeres, from that which we just got finished saying that if in the midst of the intimacy she says Tameoni, so he said he's supposed to wait. No eight, we said Eser, it's Patsimona Bakarka, Achiyomus. So Rava wants to conclude from this, Zosomeres, Hamashamesh Meis Barayas Potter, that one who, while his aver is not Vakoshi, and he has relations in that form with forbidden relatives, with Arayas, he is exempt. The Isak Adaito Chayov, if you were to think that Mishamish Meis Barayas is carries with it guilt, Hocha Mai Taima Potter. Here, in the case where he was Shoheh Lotzeis, he delayed in his departure, in our quotation above, where we said we expect him to delay in his departure. So, if you were to think that there was a chiyuv on Mishamish Meis Barayas, so why over here is he potter? Mishum the onusu. Are you saying that he's potter because he is some kind of ones? He onusu, if he were an ones, if he were in a situation that's uncontrolled, ki pireish miyad nami niftar. Onusu. So even if he were to depart immediately, he should still be potter, and that being because he's an ones. So from the fact that we don't say he's potter, we see that the reason for the ptur, if he waits, is not because of ones, but rather because he's mishamesh meis. His relations are during a point where the aver is no longer bakoshi. So with that, Rava makes his point that Mishamish Meis Barayas is exempt. Omer le Abaye, le'olam ei malacha Mishamish Meis Barayas chayav. Abaye takes the opposite position, and you'll notice with the dashed underline, we see the we highlight the contrast in the two shitas. Rava, we had dashed on Mishamish Meis Barayas and Piresh Miyad. We dashed underline those expressions. Those are contrasting expressions. Mishamish Meis Barayas is the opposite of Piresh Miyad. And according to Rava, the Mishamish Meis Barayas was Potter. Here we have also dashed underline Mishamish Meis Barayas and emphasized the Skula and Chayov, just like we did with regard to Rava, Potter. So Abaye takes a chomor position that Mishamish, even though it's the aver is mace, it nevertheless results in a chiyuv. V'hocha my time of potter. In the case where Shoya Lotzeis, after she says nit mace, and according to Abaye, Mishamish mace barais is chayuv, so why is he potter? Mishum de onesu. Because what's happening is beyond his control. V'ha di amris ki porish miyad amai chayev. And with regard to what we said, that if he's porish miyad, if you're telling me that this whole situation is ones, so then why, ones means something beyond his control, and why if he's porish miyad, why is he guilty? The answer to that is he should have separated with limited physical pleasure. Upirish, by the fact that he separated from her immediately, he is upirish bahanoa meruba. He's having more pleasure. So as a result of that extra pleasure, he is considered chayav a korban. So to review the main point, there is a machlokis here, Rava and Abaye. What happens in the case of Mishamish Meis Be'arayas? According to Rava, Mishamish Meis Be'arayas is potter, and according to Abaye, Mishamish Meis Be'arayas is chayav. And as far as the source is concerned, that we inferred above, that if he's Shoheh Lotzeis, he is exempt, that's because his whole experience was one of oines. Omalei Rabo Bar Chonon La'abaye. Rabba addresses Abaye and says, "Im kein motzinu, if we accept this approach, then we have found aruka uktsora benida, the idea of a long way and a short way with regard to nida. We have seen this idea of long way and short way in the context of someone who was tomei, who became tomei in the Beis Hamikdash and was expected to leave using the short route. If he uses the short route, he's exempt, and if he uses the long route, he is considered delaying and is therefore guilty. But according to the approach we're taking to the case of Nida, where in the midst of their relations she says nitmesi, and we make a distinction between his immediate departure and his delayed departure from her, we find then by Nida also the concept of aruka and ksora. Ve'anan b'mikdash tnan, and we learned this only with regard to the Beis Hamikdash. So if according to this approach that we're taking with regard to the Nida, we should have said aruka and ktsara doesn't exist only by the Mikdash, but exists by the Nida as well. The response to that is Elo Mishum Dolo Domi. It is because they really are not the same. Aruka dehacha, the idea of delaying over here by the Nida, which essentially results in exemption, equals ktsara dehasam, is like the case of the short way over there in the case of the Mikdash, which represented exemption. He used the short path to exit the Beis Hamikdash. The aruka dehasam, the long way over there, namely where he delays in a state of tum in the Beis Hamikdash, that is guilty. Ktsara dehacha is the same as the short thing, the quick exit from the intimacy, which we said by Nida is chayav. Therefore, the idea of aruka being chayav and ktsara being potter, that's something that is characteristic exclusively of Tuma in the Beis Hamikdash, and not to the case of Nida. Hence, the case of Nida was not taught together with the case of Mikdash with regard to Aruka and Ksara. Maskiflo Rahuna Bre Durav Nosan. Umi Motsis Omar Onus Hu. How can it be said? Let's read this again. Rahuna says, Umi Omar Abaye Onus Hu. Is it so that Abaye, in the case of delaying for departure with the case of the Nida that said Nitmesi, and we said he is potter because the situation was a situation of Oines, Alma Bishalo Somuch Levesto Kamrinon. If it's Oines, it must be a situation where it was not Somuch Levesto, where he couldn't have anticipated her seeing the Dam. So Abaye is explaining he is explaining the source as referring to lo samuch levesta. The problem is, well, Abaye de Omar chayav shtayim. This is a reference to the Gemara we saw in Yud Zayin and Beis, and in order to find it, we have included this double asterisk to the immediate left hand side of the Gemara text with a Yud Zayin Amud Beis marker. That would tell you that if you go back to Yud Zayin Amud Beis and find on the left-hand side of the Gemara text another double asterisk, and you'll see that's where Abaye mentioned Chayav Shtayim. And in order to come about to a double Chiyuv, and that's what the Gemara is going to point out here, Abaye d'Omar Chayav Shtayim Almo b'samuch levesto askinon, that we are talking about a case of Somuch Levesta, and the Chayav Shtayim, one of the violations, because he had relations with her next to the anticipated female cycle. So how can Abaye over here set up the source as talking about a case of onus. Onus would be would apply only in the case of lo samach levestal. So the Gemara answers ki itmar d'Abaye, when Abaye made his original comment of chayav shtayim, ki itmar d'Abaye ba'almo itmar. It wasn't said as a hesber of the Mishnah, but rather he said that regarding a general separate case. Let's take a look at the Rashi ki itmar d'Abaye the chayav shtayim. The Almo Itmar, he said it in general. The Lav Amas Nisan, and he's not a comment on the Mishnah. The Ilu Mas Nisan, the Kevon the Maflik Bein Pirish Bein Vermes, the Pirish Bekoishi. As far as our Mishnah is concerned, since we make a distinction between separation from intimacy with an Aver Mace and one that's Bekishui, Beshalo Somuch Levesto Askinon. So we have to say that the Mishnah is talking about lo samach levesta. Vilkoch pirish b'aver meis poter the onesu. Therefore, if he separates with an aver meis, he is considered exempt, and he is considered a violation only b'ones. Pirish b'koshi chayav shahoyalo lifrosh b'hano mu'etis. And with regard to what Abaye said earlier, Chayav Shtayim, Be'almo Itmar, Milsa Ba'api Nafsha, something on its own. V'hochi Itmar, Hamishamesh Ima Tahura, B'somuch Levesto V'shogag, B'yecholni Livol, someone had relations with his wife next near the time of her expected cycle on the assumption that I will be successful. V'omra Lo, and then in the middle of that intimacy, she says, Nitmesi, Chayav Shtayim, V'ein Chiluk bein pireish bekoshi lepireish meis, the meshamish meis barayas nami chayov. That of course is Abaye l'shitaso, that says that even one that one who had relations with her somoch levesta, the method of departure doesn't make any difference, because meshamish meis barayas is also chayov. As we established already, that we're talking about someone who is knowledgeable of the prohibition of Somach Levesto, and he's not knowledgeable with regard to the methods of departure. And as a result of that, we were able to say he's Chayav Shtayim, so as to avoid the problem of Shnei Zeisi Chelev Behelam Echad. Turning back to the Gemara, we notice a slash marking that indicates that which follows is of a new nature. Bomine Rabbi Yonison ben Yossi ben Lakunya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi ben Lakunya. We've used a diamond marking, and that's explained on the outside margin. The Oseu Mivne Shlovim Lavin Mahu Sheiloso Beinyan Chipus Mekoros Binyone Isure Nida. So we're going to experience some stages before we understand what's really taking place. So Rav Yonason raised the question, Azhora l'boyol nido minayin minatora. Where is there a Azhora, a negative command regarding boyol nido in the Torah? So this was a question posed to Rabbi Shimon, Shoka kolo posak bay. The Rabbi Shimon took a clod of earth and threw it at the questioner. Everyone knows that it's a pasuk that everyone knows that serves as the azhora for a boyal nida. El azhora the meshamish imatarav v'merlet lo yinid meisi the lo nafresh miyad. That issue min nolan, the issue of someone who was having relations with his wife that initially she was Torah, in the midst of which she says I am Tamea. The husband should not separate immediately. From where do we know that? Minolon. Where is the azhora for that? Omar Chizkia, Omar Kro, Vatihi, Nidosa Olov. Afilu Bishas Nidosa Te Olov. But even while she is a nido, that nidus sets upon him as well. Ashkichon Asay. From this pasuk of Tehini Dasalov, we see there is an Asay. Lo Yisa Asay Min Olam. From where do we see that there is a negative command as well? Omar Rav Popa, Omar Kro, Lo Sikrav. Lo Sikrav Nami, Lo Sifrosh Hu. The expression Lo Sikrav El Isha Benidas Tumasa is also has a connotation of do not separate. How do you come to that? Dechtiv Ha'oimrim Krav Elecha, Al Tigash Bi Ki Kidashtich. The expression karev elachem is explained amod batzmecha, withhold yourself, so that the when the pasuk says lo sikrav, it's really saying don't separate to be alone, but rather you're supposed to delay in the separation. And so the pasuk says. States this in the negative. That's namely the pasuk lo sikrav. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Tanaic source. Vizartem es bnei Yisrael mitumasan. Amar Rav Hirshia mikan. From this we see azhor levnei Yisrael shifishu minishusam samach levestan. That we are commanded to separate from one's wife, not to conduct intimacy close to the time of the expected cycle. The kama, how much time must one remain separated? Omar Rabba Oina. An Ona is a period of time which, assuming the length of a night and the length of the day are equal in hours, it would be either a day or night before the anticipated cycle.
Omar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shum Ben Yochai Kol She'eno Poresh Mishto Samuch Levesto. Anyone who does not fulfill this requirement of staying away from his wife when she's close to the nidah period. Afilu havin lo bonim kivnei Aaron. A person like that, even if he has sons like the sons of Aaron, mesim, they will die. Dichtiv v'izartem es bnei Yisrael mitumosan v'hadavah b'nidasa. This pasuk is at the end of Perek Tezvav, which describes Nida, the Samachle, and next to that you have Achrei Mois, the parsha that deals with the death of two of Aaron's four sons. So we see from the proximity of these two psukim, the first pasuk which describes Nida violation, and that's Samuch, that's next to the pasuk describing the death of Aaron's sons. Before we go further, we should have taken note of the geometric form we see here, this crown marking. It's found in the outside margin under the heading Nosei Mivneh. Memros b'chashivus haprisha me'ishto somoch levesta. Different comments that emphasize the importance of not conducting intimacy with one's wife close to the time of her expected sighting. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Rav Chia Bar Abba, Omar Rav Yochanan. Here we have some more extensive markings. The outside margin, we see a house form. It's going to be emphasizing the word kol. Kol hanogea hanoheg bidvorim elu. One who observes the following things that we mentioned in the sugya. Havion loy bonim zecharim. Will have male offspring. We also are going to take note that Rabbi Shimon Levi 1 and 2 Bonim Ru'yin Lahira. He has a special comment to make in the context of this sukya. So we look back at the Gemara. We also have a number one noted. That's because we have a comment of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan concerning Kol Ha Poresh, and then we'll have another Kol comment. That will be number two. And number three, we'll follow that later. In each case, you see the house marking appearing. So Rav Chiya Bar Abba says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha-poresh mishto somoch levesta, one who practices the separation from one's wife close to the time of her period,
Havion lo bonim zecharim. He will merit having male children. Divtiv lahavdil bein atomei uvein ator v'somach le isha ki sazria v'yolda zachar. So we see that this idea of being separate from tomei, as the pasuk alludes to, lahavdil bein atomei v'ator, one who is careful with making these separations and staying away from one's wife close to the time of the period, would be an illustration of this separation of lahavdil. And next to that, the pasuk describes a woman bearing a male child. Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar, he comments with regard to Kol HaPurish Mishnah Sumach Levesta, says Havion Loi Bonim Ru'uyim Lahora. He will merit having sons that are fit for legal rulings and for teaching. Tichtiv Lahavdil Ulahoyrois. Notice this is a pasuk from Perek Yud in Sefer Vayikra. There's a reference here to Psukim Yud and Yud Aleph. So one who is makbid on lahavdil, he also comes to lahoros, to paskin and to teach. Omar b'chiyom bar Abba, Omar b'yochanan. This is a second comment of his, with also introducing kol. Kol hamavdil aliyayim v'sori shabosos, one who is careful to say the havdolah ceremony using wine on the conclusion of Shabbos. Havyon lo bonim zecharim. Tichtiv lahavdil bein kodesh ubein hachoyol. Uksiv hosam lahavdil bein atomei ubein hatohar. The somich le isha ki sazria. So we see that havdolah between kodesh l'chol, that's a reference to havdolah motzei Shabbos. And we also see havdolah from, you know, separating from tomei, from separating from tomei, making a distinction between tomei and tor. And next to that posuk, you've got, or in the proximity of that posuk, as we saw above, you have the posuk of the samach le'isha ki sazria. So we, Rav Yeshua, the Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Yochanan, sees in positioning of the word of the second pasuk lahavdil bein tomei tor, using lahavdil as a reference also to havdalah, resulting in leidas zohar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar bonim ruim lahoira, one who is careful to mavdil on wine motzoi Shabbos will have sons fit for paskening. Tichtiv lahavdil ulahoros. You have in the Psukim Yud and Yud Aleph, you have Lahavdil, which is a reference to, in this case, the Havdolah of Motzei Shabbos, and Pasuk Yud Aleph has Ulahoros, teaching. Omar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yafes Omar Belozer, Kol HaMekadesh Es Atzmo B'Shas Tashmish, one who, during intimacy, conducts himself with modesty, Havion Lo Bonim Zechorim, will have male children. Shnemar V'Skadishtem V'Sem Kedoshim. The idea of being holy is associated with modesty. The samachle, and in the proximity of that pasuk, which was Nechlo's pasuk mem dalid, you have the pasuk of isha ki sazria. Rabbi Lozer Eliezer Omer Hasheretz v'ne'ala mimenu. We had in our Mishnah Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar mentioning that helem, lack of awareness concerning a sheretz, will result in the chiyuv korban. And Rabbi Kiva makes reference to helem tuma, forgetting about tuma. We've included here a little chart on the inside margin, that's based on the Mishnah, the Fudalamit base. We featured down the right hand column the names Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The across the top we have Chayav al Helim, that there is Chayav, there is a Chiyuv arises, obligation arises to bring a korban in the event that something becomes unknown to the individual. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, what's unknown to him is the sheretz, the fact that he came into contact with a with that type of creature that conveys tumah. Rabbi Kiva says the helem is going on the tumah. According to Rabbi Shmuel, helem is going on either the tumah or the place, the mikdash. Likewise, with regard to Rabbi Lazar, we can see on the chart, Eino Chayav Al, there is no chiyuv regarding helem mikdash, and Rabbi Kiva agrees, likewise, there is no chiyuv on helem mikdash, where that which is forgotten is the issue of the location. The only helem that one would be chayav for is helem of tumah. Let us turn back to the Gemara now. My binayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? Omar Chizkiah, before we go further, let's take a note of the markings. We see a volcano form, and it's in the space to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. We have a Roman numeral number 1, and also a little lettering of an aleph. We will have a Roman numeral number 2 on Yud Tes Omer Aleph, also with an Aleph accompanying that. And where there's an Aleph, there has to be a Beis. So under the Roman numeral number 1, we see Chizkiah, he's the Aleph. And a few lines later, you'll notice another volcano marking with Ula's name highlighted. He represents Beis. Let's now look at the topic heading that we've included in the outside margin, Nosei Mivneh. We have a machlokes Chizkiah u'di'imei v'Rabbi Yochanan u'di'imei. Chizkiah and someone along with him, in this case we saw Chizkiah plus Ula, versus Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Sheshes that accompanies him there. What's their machlokes? Im yesh nafkamina la'halocha bein Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Akiva, b'mishnah. Is there a difference on a practical level between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? Because as we learned when we were learning the Mishnah, we noted that they don't seem to say that which is much different from one another. So we continue with our note, Aleph. Lefi Chizkiah, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Chokin, Iboi, Yediyah, Mefuretes. According to Chizkiah, the Machlokas is of a practical nature. Does one have to have a specific form of awareness, specific to what? B'meh nitma. What causes tumah? K'dei l'hischayev. In order to become chayev. Lafi Rabbi Yochanan, mashmos dorshin ika binayu. With regard to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion of the machlokis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, there isn't a practical halachic difference, but it's rather how one derives things or what one sees in the psukim themselves. So, as far as Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, that will be the subject of the following shir. However, as far as today's shir is concerned, we have Ula, and we have also, preceding Ula, we have Chizkiah, accompanying Chizkiah, we also have Ula. Let's now see this in the Gemara. My binayah, what is the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? Omar Chizkiah, Sheretz Unavela Iko binayah. Awareness, and then subsequent forgetting, and then rekindled awareness later on. Regarding Sheretz and Nevela. Sheretz and Nevela are two sources of Tumah. Rabbi Lezer Savar, Bo'inon ad yeda I b'Sheretz Idmi I b'Nevela Idmi. According to Rabbi Lezer, the person has to know, has to discover what exactly caused his Tumah. Was it a Sheretz that caused his Tumah, or was it a carcass of an unslaughtered animal, an Nevela, that caused the Tumah? Rabbi Kiva Savar, Lo Bo'inon Ad Diyoda. It's not important, according to Rabbi Kiva, to know what the source of the Tumah was. The Kiva Diyoda Di'itmi, Bo'ilam Lo Tzorech. Ibe Sheretz Itmi, Ibe Nevela Itmi. According to Rabbi Kiva, you don't have to have this specific level of knowledge. It's sufficient that he knows that he became Tomei. And we don't need him to know, for him to discover whether he became Tomei through a Sheretz or a Nevela. V'chein amar Ula, Sheretz u'Nevela, Iko binayu. Similarly, with regard to, as far as Ula is concerned, there is a practical difference. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a specific level of knowledge is needed. According to Rabbi Akiva, it is sufficient if he has a general awareness that he became Tomei. The Ula, Rami, the Rabbi Eliezer, Adi Rabbi Eliezer, Umashani. We find Ula raising a contradiction in Shitas Rabbi Lezer and offering a response. Mi Omar Rabbi Lezer Boinon ad Diyeda Ivisheret Itmi I Vinevela Itmi. Are we, who is to say that Rabbi Lezer requires specific knowledge, level of specifics? We call that a Yadia Mufuretis. Hiromini, we have a source that would seem to challenge this. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Lezer in this source says you don't need to have clear knowledge of or specific knowledge. Monavshach, either way you look at things, chelev ochal chayav, noisa ochal chayav. Let us say a person ate something that was either chelev or noser. He ate something and it wasn't known what it was, but it was known that it was either chelev or noser. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if he did it unwittingly, he will be chayav to bring a korban. And it's not important that he knows exactly what the source of the chiyuv korban is coming from. A similar example. Let's say a person did melacha and he doesn't know whether he did it on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. Shabbos chilel chayav, Yom Kippur chilel chayav. Either way, he's chayav a korban. Ishto nida boal chayav. Achoso boal chayav. Person doesn't, he had relations with a woman, he's sure it's either his wife or his sister. And if it's a wife and she's a nida, so he's chayav a korban if he did it b'shogeg. So either way, he's chayav a korban. It's not important for him to know exactly what generates the chiyuv korban. So far, we've seen three examples to illustrate that Rabbi Lezer does not require specific knowledge. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, hare omer o hoda ilov chatoso asher chata bo. Does it not say that in the pasuk? And we infer ad she yodea loch bame chata, that he is not going to be chayev to bring the korban until he knows what the source, what the cause of his needing to bring the korban was. But as far as Rabbi Eliezer is concerned, we seem to have a contradiction. With regard to Tumas Mikdash, he seemed to be very concerned that he knows I b'sheretz itmi, I b'nevel itmi. With regard to the Havoas korban for Achilas Shogeg, he does not seem to be concerned about having a specific knowledge. U'mishani, this means, and he answers. This is a reference to that which Ula pointed out, that which the Gemara pointed out, that Ula raised a contradiction in Rabbi Lezer's, and Ula offers an answer. U'mishani, Hosam, where we spoke about a korban chatos, the pasuk says, Asher chata vehevi, Omer Achmona, chet kolshu, whatever the chet is, if it's chaylev or if it's noser, even if he doesn't know what it was, either one of them are machayev a korban, and that's sufficient. And that's learned from the pasuk of Asher chota vehevi. Hocha, in the case of tuma, tumas mikdash, michtiksiv, it says bechol davar tamei. It says that if a person has contact with anything that's tamei, so then he'll be expected to leave the beis hamikdash. The pasuk goes on to say, O benivlas sheretz tamei. Loma li, what do I need that for? Once you tell me b'chol davar tamei, why does it go on to say something of a specific nature? Shma mino, we conclude from here, b'inon adi yeda yibesheretz itmi, yibenevela itmi. From this we see that when it comes to the issue of tumas mikdash, not the chiyuv chatos for eating chelev or dam, but rather for the chatos oilu v'yored, which is associated with the tumas mikdash, there the Torah is makbid that he knows what the source of tuma is. Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, that yedias hatuma is enough. Aidi the boy the michtav behema v'chaya l'chrebi k'siv nami sheretz. Since the Torah had to write the words behema and chaya, it threw in sheretz also. But not because you have to have a specific knowledge of what caused the tuma. And this idea of throwing in something that you don't really need to teach is based on Kiditonu de Beirushmael, called Parsha Shnemra of Nishmeis. Anytime you have a repeated Parsha, Lo Nishmeis Elo Bishvil Dover Shnes Chadish Ba. The repeat of the Parsha is to bring out some type of Chidush Din. So in this case, since Behemoth Chai had to be taught Lifa the Rebbe for Rebbe's teaching, which was found earlier in this Masichland of Zayin Omer Aleph, so the issue of Sheretz was taught also, so as to sort of complete the list of things that are Metama, but not for the purpose of specific knowledge. With that, we conclude our Shiur for today.